Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie battler, and right now your time is Kathy Bacon's birthday. So I'm calling to say happy birthday, Kathy Bacon. She probably doesn't listen to your show because it's about technology and about your boss and about how you're trying not to climb the corporate chain. You're trying to stay a programmer and etc. etc. But anyway, if she's listening, happy birthday. Also, the other good news, don't know if I told you already, but I got the promotion at work at the Department of Salt. That's right. Still not a lawyer. I know you like to say I'm a lawyer, and there's less truth in that statement than there is about your 200 grand salary. Oh my goodness, there's some topless guys on the football field I just saw between the houses. Holy crap. Anyway, still not a lawyer, but I'm no longer working in the finance department. And I'm getting $35 a fortnight more pay. Yep, I've gone up a whole entire level, and it equates to like $17, $18 a week. Yep, that's the government for you. Anyway, looking forward to hearing about your 20% bonus this year for doing nothing but turning up to work each day. Okay, bye. I'm hanging up before you cut me off like you keep doing.
Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. And a happy late birthday to Kathy Bacon. I am so horrible, and thank you for your call, Scotty, by the way. I thought I would do something a little bit different and just start off the episode with a voicemail because, you know, I mean, why not? Anyway, happy birthday, Kathy Bacon. I know I did see on Twitter that you had, I believe you had a Four Corners cake or something like that, or a cake that was so small it was basically just made up of four corners because apparently you really like Four Corners. And anyway, because it was your birthday, though, anyway, what I was going to say is I suck at saying happy birthday to people on social media. So I'm going to play a voicemail. I'm going to dedicate this entire episode to Kathy Bacon. Not really, but the first part. I'm going to play this.
Happy Cake Corner Day to me. Happy Cake Corner Day to me. Okay, so no, actually, I wasn't a really good student because I had a traumatic home life. Oh, Adam, no way. So my dealio was when I was sitting in school, it would either be traumatized from what happened the night before or worried about what was going to happen that day. Hello. Yeah, but as an adult, I opted to not live, repeat, carry on the tradition, live like that or whatever. So anyway, no, and it's kind of funny because in college, basically, I don't even know why I was there. I did okay, I guess. I got, you know, B, C average, because I, whatchamacallit, okay, so I had a job and I lived at home and I didn't have to buy anything or pay for anything except for my clothes, because I didn't have to pay rent, and I had a really small car payment. Maybe like $105 a month, maybe, or something. But anyway, I lived for shopping. So like I would spend $350 a month on clothes and I would make probably $500. So anyway, my performance evaluations, well, I mastered my job. So it's not hard to get a good grade when you know what you're doing and you just go to work and do it every day. So that's it.
Well, thank you for your call, Kathy, and happy birthday, or happy Cake Corner Day, or whatever you called it. Anyway, so I just wanted to do that. So, Scotty, thank you for calling in and wishing Kathy Bacon a happy birthday. Kathy, thank you for calling in. I, of course, was just giving you a hard time about your perfect evaluation And oh, Scotty, congratulations on your raise. I mean, even if it's a small thing or a small, you know, or your promotion. I know now you're like a head attorney. You were like a lower level attorney and now you're like a head attorney and you're over a bunch of people. You probably go to court every day and, you know, you represent big time clients and stuff like that. I want to congratulate you on that. So way to go. So I also want to do one other thing. I feel like my nose is whistling. Sorry about that. But I want to do one other thing because I'm never on Facebook, like ever, ever, ever on Facebook. And Mark told me recently that Tim in Alaska had actually messaged me on Facebook. Now, Tim in Alaska probably thinks that I'm just ignoring him, but I'm not. I look at Twitter. That's about the only social media that I do, and I always forget to wish people happy birthday. It's just a thing. You guys don't have to wish me a happy birthday if you don't want to on social media, because I always forget. But anyway, Tim, I'm so sorry. He says, listening to Geeky Gay right now. Happy to hear you're meeting a real estate agent soon. Give them your requirements and let them do the work for you. They get a nice commission that the seller pays. I'd say as soon as you can meet with your banker or finance company or credit union or whoever, go ahead and get the ball rolling so they can do a pre-approval. We managed to do an offer to closing in 30 days deal in San Francisco, but our lender, who we'd worked with several times, asked us to never buy anything in San Francisco again. But anyway, the pre-approval will give you what the bank is comfortable lending you and gives the seller confidence that the deal can happen. You've bought a place before. I'm not telling you anything new, but get the ball rolling on the financial paperwork as soon as you can. The rules have really changed even the past 7 or 8 years since we last did a refi deal. Some of the financial requirements and closing requirements can be really tedious. I told my banker at one point, they're asking me for a document, and honestly, I don't even know what the fuck it is. I guess we can't buy the condo. Then his job became to simmer me down. Anyway, so Mark replied to you. I'm so sorry that I didn't reply to you, Tim. But now I'm reading it on the podcast. I hope that makes up for it a little bit. I did not forget about it. I just literally never look at Facebook anymore. Mark is the only one that looks at Facebook. I don't get notifications from my apps, so I don't get a notification when someone messaged me on Facebook, etc. So my apologies, but there you go. But yeah, we did contact a realtor on Sunday, and she still hasn't emailed us. So if she doesn't email us by Friday to give us the lender information that she was going to give us, and at least to say, hi, thank you for meeting with me on Sunday, then we're going to send one email and just say, hey, we just kind of wanted to know the timeline of things because we met with you on Sunday, but we haven't heard from you in almost a week. And we're going to see what she says to that. And if we don't get good response, we're going to find a different realtor. Because I feel like we should have at least gotten a thank you email or a call or something saying, hey, thanks for meeting with me and here's what we're going to do next. And we've gotten nothing so far. So I know it's only Wednesday, but still, I would have expected good customer service would be immediately reach right out there and be like, hey, you know, thank you. I'm looking forward to doing business with you. Whatever. All right. So I did, I don't know if I said this on here, but I did decide to try out the product owner thing for a year. So I emailed my boss and I was like, you know what? Let me just try it for a year, but I don't want to change my title. So I'm like, I want to stay staff engineer. I don't want to change to a PO title, but I will try it for a year and I will do my best and I'll see if I like it. And then, you know, and then we'll see how it goes. And so I have gone all in. And so I Googled product owner and product manager, and I found a Medium blog that had a list of all of these books you should read if you're a product owner, like how to be a product owner, how to be a better product owner, all that kind of stuff. So I ordered the first two books on Monday. They came in today. I picked them up during lunch, and I took an hour this afternoon to start reading one of the books. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend an hour every morning going through reading my book and doing training and stuff like that. And I'm just going to, you know what? That's working because I'm teaching myself how to do this new position that I've been asked to fill. And so I'm going to read. And then once I'm done reading all the books on the, like, the blog list, I'm going to do lynda.com tutorials and stuff like that. So I'm excited. I love to learn new things. So it's going to be fun. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.